Today you get a double blessing.
今天你们大家会得到双倍的祝福。
In English, you get an extra page of notes.
因为在英文的讲义里面有一个另外多加一页的讲义。
Right, and those are just to help equip you to understand and defend your faith in the Holy Spirit.
它帮助装备你，能够维护怎么样更多去认识圣灵，而且被圣灵充满。
Okay, and today we're looking at the third part of our study of the Holy Trinity.
今天我们要看圣三一的第三部分。
Right, and we're looking at the glory of the Holy Spirit today.
今天我们要看圣灵的荣耀。
Okay, and we're going to start with a review of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我们首先来看看旧约及新约中所启示的圣灵。
But it's very important that we understand who the Holy Spirit really is.
但是我们认识圣灵到底是谁是相当重要的。
And how he's going to work in our life.
以及他怎么在我们生命当中做工。
Because everything God does, He does through His Holy Spirit.
因为上帝所做的一切都要借着圣灵来做。
Right, so we have to have peace in letting God's Spirit change us.
所以我们必须里面有平安，让上帝的圣灵来改变我们。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先到主的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们因为你的话语献上感谢。
Thank you for revealing yourself to us.
感谢你将自己启示给我们。
Because if you didn't reveal yourself, there'd be no way we could really know about you.
因为倘若你不启示自己，我们就无法认识你。
And as the song said, Lord, your thoughts are way above our thoughts.
就像刚刚诗歌所说的，您的意念高过我们的意念。
We would have never been able to think up a Trinitarian God.
因为照我们人的想法，绝对想不出一个三位一体的上帝。
But you revealed yourself as being a holy Trinity.
但是你启示自己为三而一的上帝。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
就是父神、圣子还有圣灵。
And today, as we look at God the Holy Spirit,
今天当我们研讨圣灵的时候，
open the eyes of our understanding.
求主打开我们明白的眼睛，
that we can grasp this truth.
让我们能够捕捉到这个真理。
In a way that changes our life.
这个真理。来带来生命的改变。
From one degree of glory to another.
从一个程度的荣耀进入到另外一个等次的荣耀。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen. Okay. So, ignorance of the Holy Spirit or believing false doctrines about the Holy Spirit has huge consequences.
对圣灵的无知，或是对圣灵错误的认识的教义呢，具有厚大的很大的后果。
So it's very important that we get this truth down.
所以我们必须真的明白这个真理。
Okay, I have a good illustration of how important this is from one of my roommates in seminary.
我的在练神学时候，我的一个室友，我拿他做一个很好的比方。
And I had been seminary already 2 years, I believe, when he came in and he was my new roommate.
他进到神学的时候呢，我已经在神学两年了，他那个时候就是我的室友。
And we had some good talk. He was a football player, actually.
那他是一个足球打足球的人。
He's a big, strong guy.
啊，非常的魁伟。
And I remember one day I come back from class.
我记得有一天上课回来。
And there he is sitting on the bed.
他坐在床上。
And he's chewing tobacco.
然后在咬这个烟。
And he'd gone out and bought a spittoon. You know what a spittoon is?
去买了一个这个吐烟的这个一个盆子。
Right, it's usually made out of brass. It's kind of oval.
是一个铜做的一个椭圆形的一个容器。
And people that chewing tobacco spit into it. They love to aim and spit right into it.
那些喜欢嚼烟的人呢，就是把那个烟后来就吐到那个盆浴缸里去。
So he had his spittoon there, and he'd spit right into it with his chewing tobacco.
所以他咬他的这个烟草，然后就吐到这个铜缸里。
Now I don't want you to think because he's a seminary student, it's okay to chew tobacco. It's not okay to chew tobacco. It causes cancer.
作为一个神学生去嚼这个烟草呢，我不要你认为它是好的一件事情哈，事实上是对我们身体不好的。
I was totally shocked.
所以我非常的吃惊。
I said, "Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on?"
我说到底怎么回事啊
？And he starts out. He says, "You know, I just can't do it."
他说我真的没办法。
I'm through trying to live this Christian life.
所以我要过这个基督生活呢，我已经放弃了。
You know, I look at all these other seminary students here, and I look at you.
我说你看看其他的神学生，然后看看你自己。
You know, and I try to be godly like you guys.
他说我很想像你们一样哈，做一个很圣洁的人。
But I can't.
那我做不到。
And I realized I might as well just quit trying.
所以我说我干脆就放弃算了。
So I went out and I bought some chewing tobacco and I decided I'd chew a little bit again.
所以他说我就出去买一些烟草，决定还要再开始嚼烟草了。
And so we had a talk. We started to share a little what's going on, the deeper problem.
所以我们两个就开始聊天，然后谈谈他到底内在更深层的问题是什么。
And actually, the root of his problem boils down to two words, imitation versus transformation.
让他的问题可以用两个字来解释哈，一个就是模仿，一个就是变化。
Okay, and a lot of Christians, they're trying to imitate what other Christians do.
很多基督徒就想去模仿其他的基督徒的样子。
See, they don't have the Holy Spirit living in them and empowering them.
因为他们里面没有圣灵住在里面，给他们能力。
And then they learn these things. Oh, if you're a Christian, you do this. And if you're a Christian, you don't do this.
然后他们学到说，哦，假如你是基督徒，你要做这个，或是做那个，或是不做那个。
So basically, what they're doing is trying to imitate how a Christian lives.
所以基本上他们是想要模仿基督徒应该是什么样子。
And that's practically impossible.
那个是不可能的。
It gets very frustrating.
你会感到很挫折。
And eventually, what will happen to you if you're just imitating Christianity?
那到后来，假如你只是模仿这个基督教的话
，You'll end up like my roommate that day.
你就会像我那天的室友一样。
One day you're going to say, "This is just too hard."
有一天你会说，哎，这个太难了。
And go back and do some of the things I used to enjoy.
就回去做一些我以前喜欢做的事。
See, he was at the place where he didn't understand how the Holy Spirit helps us live the Christian life.
所以在那个时刻，他并不明白圣灵怎么在我们的一个基督徒的里面做工。
He was living the Christian life by imitation.
所以他借着模仿来过一个基督徒的生活。
But the only way to live the Christian life is by transformation.
但是唯一能够活出基督徒的生活呢，是靠着变化。
In other words, you've really been born again of the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，你真正借着圣灵重生了。
And the Holy Spirit starts changing you from the inside.
然后圣灵从你的里面来改变你。
The Holy Spirit changes your desires.
圣灵也改变你的欲望。
Yeah, not just your behavior, it changes what you want to do.
不单单是你的行为，而是你内心想做什么。
And so it's not his biggest struggle because you've been transformed.
所以那个不会是一个那么大的挣扎，因为你已经变化了。
Right? I don't want to do that anymore.
就说你从心里面说，我不要再做那件事。
And it's very exciting in your Christian life.
对一个基督徒来说，这是非常兴奋的一件事。
When you find yourself doing something,
当你发现你在做一件事情
that Christ would have done,
是基督愿意做的。
But you do it,
但是你去做。
And then you realize,
好，你明白。
Wow, I would have never done that.
说哦，我原本不会这么做的。
Right, like maybe being generous with somebody had a need.
或是比如说有一个人有需要，你变得非常的慷慨。
I was very greedy before I was a Christian.
以前我在做成为基督之前，我非常的贪心。
I was always thinking, hoping somebody will be generous to me, but I was never thinking I want to be generous to somebody else.
常想要别人对我大方，而不晓得自己要去别的人大方。
But then I realized, wow.God has made it, he's transformed me. There's such this profound joy in giving.
后来我成为基督之后呢，神改变我，就发觉哇，原来给赋予给予是这么喜乐的一件事。
Because I've been transformed.
因为我被改变了。
And only the Holy Spirit can transform you from the inside out.
那只有圣灵能够从内到外来改变我们。
And if you don't understand how the power of the Holy Spirit transforms you,
那假如我们不明白圣灵能够改变我们的大能
there's a good chance a lot of what you're doing,
那很有可能就是你所做的一切
you're just doing it because you're imitating what you think a Christian should do.
就是模仿基督徒所应该做的事情
And that's not healthy.
那这个就不健康
Okay. Now the Trinity is not three separate parts, but a transcendent unity.
那三一的本质不是三个分立的部分，而是超越性的一个合一。
And this is so important to emphasize.
那我们要非常强调这一点。
Because like Muslims accuse us of believing in three gods.
因为回教徒指控我们相信有三位上帝。
But we have to emphasize, no, we only believe in one God.
但是我必须强调是我们只相信有一位上帝。
The Lord our God is one.
耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
But that God manifests as three persons.
是他以三个不同的位格来彰显。
OK, Okay, God's divine nature is individual.
所以上帝的本神圣的本质是不可。
Right. So he's not
不可分割的。
Yeah.
Indivisible, not indivisible.
Indivisible.
You say individual.
Oh, I did. Okay, indivisible.
是不可分割的哈。
Yeah, and you can't
right.
divide them.
Oh,
yeah,
you can't divide them.
Yeah. Okay. And we've been learning this, right? This is the mystery of the Trinity.
所以这就是三一的奥秘。
Okay. And have an illustration that I like.
我有一个我喜欢的一个比方。
Remember, there's no perfect illustration of the Trinity.
我们晓得哈，对于来比方这三位一体，没有一个最好的一个方式。
Because God lives in a different dimension.
因为上帝活在不同的这个维度。
Right? And we can't fully understand a dimension above us.
我们没有办法完全测透一个超过我们的维度。
But you can start, take a glass, just plain water.
好像有一杯水。
Okay, the cup itself not important in this illustration.
那在这个比方中，杯子本身不是重要的。
It's the water.
水是重要的。
Okay. So now we add some tea to that water.
我们把一个茶包放到这个水里。
And an interesting thing happens.
很有趣的事情就发生了。
Right? The tea is in the water, and the water is in the tea.
所以茶就在水里，水也在茶里。
Right? They become one.
他们合为一。
And then we add a little honey.
然后我们放一点蜂蜜。
Okay. And now the tea is in the water, and the water is in the tea.
现在水在茶里，茶也在水里。
But now the honey is in the water and the tea.
那现在蜂蜜也在水里，也在茶里。
And the water and the tea is in the honey.
啊，水跟茶也在蜂蜜里。
Get a little idea of what Jesus meant.
所以我们。稍微了解一下耶稣的意思是什么。
When he says, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me.
我在父里面，父也在我里面。
Much more profound than the tea being in the water and the water being in the tea.
所以这个三而一哈，就比只有两个水跟茶的关系更密切。
But once you mix them together, they're joined and you can't separate them and they're tea.
一旦把这个三个混在一起呢，它就分不开了。
But to me, the most exciting part
但对我来说最兴奋的一部分是
It's not how you can warm your hands with a hot cup of tea.
不是说怎么用热水把自己的手给暖和起来
But this tea of life.
而是这个生命的茶水
I get to drink it.
我可以喝它
And what was outside of me.
那在我之外的事情
Now comes inside of me and becomes a part of my body.
现在我喝了之后它成为我的一部分我身体的一部分
That's what Jesus said. Once the Holy Spirit's come.
这就是耶稣所说的一旦圣灵来了
In that day,
在那一天,
you will know that I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
你就会明白父在我里面，我也在父里面。
And that I am in you and that you are in me.
我在你的里面，你也在我的里面。
That's pretty profound. We can't grasp that in our three-dimensional world.
那这个东西非常深奥哈，在我们三度空间里面是不太能够去了解的。
But we can understand that reality in a spiritual realm, spiritual dimension.
但是借着这样的一个小小的比方，我们可以稍微了解在这个属灵领域里面的是怎么一回事。
But once the tea and the honey are mixed in the water, they're indivisible.
所以当茶跟蜂蜜融合在水里面的时候呢，它们就分不开了。
And what we want to focus on is not so much the details of this.
好，所以我们今天要专注的不是这里面的细节。
But the fact that God has revealed himself as a Trinitarian God.
而是上帝将他启示自己为三位一体的神。
And he says he can live in me.
他说他可以住在我们的里面。
God the Father lives in me.
所以圣父住在我里面。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督住在我们里面，也成了我们荣耀的盼望。
And he says, do you not know that you're the temple of God and the Holy Spirit lives in you?
他说难道你不知道，你们不知道你们是圣灵的殿，然后神的殿，然后圣灵住在你们里面吗？
All of God now lives in you if you have asked Jesus to come into your heart.
所以，假如你请了耶稣进到你的心中，那上帝所有的一切也就进来了。
That's why when we started this series,
就是为什么我开始这个系列讲道的时候
，It's not just about knowing about the glory of God.
不是单单只去知道明白上帝的荣耀。
It's about experiencing the glory of God.
而是更重要的是要经历这个荣耀。
Okay, and now we come to Progressive revelation of the Holy Spirit.
那我们现在看看圣灵是三位一体中的第三位的一个渐进启示。
Remember, every great doctrine in the Bible is progressively revealed.
我们上次也提过哈，圣经中很伟大的教义都是 渐进式的启示出来。
Right, God plants a seed in our mind in Genesis.
首先，上帝在创世纪里就把这个种子栽种下去。
It grows in us as we study through the Bible.
当我们研读圣经的时候呢，它就慢慢慢慢成长。
And then that doctrine comes to a full blooming understanding as we get to Revelation.
当我们到达启示录的时候，这个教育就成长到它完整的部分。
That's why you have to set a goal to read through the whole Bible.
这就是我们必须定下一个目标，要读整本的圣经。
Okay, the Holy Spirit is active in creation.
那圣灵在创造的时候呢，它就是活跃的。
Okay, the first time God reveals the Spirit to us.
这是上帝第一次将圣灵启示给我们。
Right, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
起初，上帝创造天地。
Right, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
上帝的灵运行在水面上。
And he makes this beautiful world that you and I get to live in.
就创造出了我们所活的这个美好的世界。
Okay, but here we have the Spirit of God moving on the face of the waters, God's agent of creation.
这边说上帝的灵运行在水面上，上帝就是借着他来创造。
And to me, this blows me away.
好，那这个让我很难去想象它。
But the first thing he's working on is the water.
他第一个造的就是在水面上。
Right, and a water molecule is Trinitarian in nature.
那水分子呢，也是三而一的一个本质。
Right, it's uniquely designed for life.
它独特的为了生命而创造。
And who designed it?
那谁设计了它呢？
Chance and time?
是时间跟偶然吗？
Talk to me. Who designed this? Chance and time?
是谁设计了水？
And millions of years?
是经过了几百万年，时间跟偶然造成的吗？
Now, something so amazing doesn't happen by accident.
这么一个奇妙的事情不是意外而发生的。
Something this amazing had to be designed.
这么奇妙的东西是设计而成的。
And it reflects the fact that it's designed by a Trinitarian God.
而且它反映出它是借着一个三位一体的上帝所创造的。
Is water? There'd be no life on Earth without water.
世界上如果没有水的话，就没有任何东西可以活着。
You got two hydrogen atoms, one oxygen.
所以水的这个成分是两个氢气，一个氧气。
So how many is that?
所以全是哈。
Three.
三个。
Okay, it's reflecting a Trinitarian God.
它反映出三位一体的神。
Now that 105 degree angle is very. Without that, there'd be no life. If it was 110, there'd be no life here on Earth.
好，假如说我们这个气温太高的话呢，也没有这个生命可以存活。
That is an incredible design.
这是一个非常奇妙的设计。
And because of that, water exists as solid.
因为水可以以固体状态存在。
Liquid and gas.
液体状态还有气体状态。
But there's something very interesting.
但有趣的是
，water is the only substance that is manifest in all three forms.At the same time in this world.
那水是这个世界上唯一可以在同一个状态下以三个不同的状态存在的物质。
In other words, water is very unique.
换句话说，水是非常独特的。
And without this uniqueness of water, you and I wouldn't even be here.
而没有这个独特性，我们就没有办法存在这个世界上。
Water is a major molecule for biological life.
啊，水是生物生存的主要分子。
Anybody here ever gone ice fishing?
有多少人去这个？在冰里面钓鱼呢
？Okay, so I have one question.
那我有一个问题。
All right, why didn't the fish freeze to death?
那为什么鱼不会冻死
？When something freezes,
当一个东西冻的时候
，Okay, is the solid form heavier than the liquid form?
固体是不是比液体更有这个比重率更大
？Yes.
是吧
？Universally.
这是一个宇宙性的真理。
Except for water.
那只有水不一样。
See, water was designed for life.
所以水的设计是为了生命。
And water, as it's getting colder and colder,
而水在结冰的时候，它是越来越冷。
When things get colder, they shrink.
当它冷的时候，它会冷却。
And when things get hotter, they expand.
当它热的时候，它会伸张。
That's a universal law.
这也是一个宇宙性的定律。
Except for water.
只有水不一样。
Somebody must have designed it different.
所以有人一定是设计它不同。
Water does shrink as it cools down.
水在冷却的时候，它会收缩。
But right before it freezes,
但是它冷冻的时候
，it expands.
它会扩张。
And because it expanded right before it froze, the ice floats on the liquid.
那在它冷却之后，之前它它能够扩张的话呢，那冰块就可以浮在这个水面上。
Now, if that didn't happen, all life in the waters would die.
假如水没有这样特性的话呢，当它结冰的时候，所有水里的生物都会死掉。
There would be no life on Earth.
陆地上也没有生物可以生存。
Because water is unique among all substance in the difference in mass between liquid and solid.
因为水的那么独特的创造呢，它在它的液体跟固体状态之间呢，它有差别的。
It's designed by life. It's designed by the life-giving God.
它是由赐生命的上帝所设计的。
And water is an exception to the laws of expansion and contraction.
所以水在这个这个伸缩定律当中，它是独特的，它是一个例外。
Okay. And here's another thing. I read some people talking about illustrations, and they said water is not a good illustration of the Trinity.
那有些人说哈，水不是用来比方三位一体一个很好的例子。
And the reason is because you don't have all three states at the same time.
原因他们说你这个三个状态和一体固体气不可能同时存在。
That's not true.
但这不是真的说法。
You have what we call a triple point.
水具有三个点。
And that's the temperature and pressure at which water exists simultaneously as solid, liquid, and gas.
就是温度跟压力的作用呢，使它同时可以固体、液体、气体状态存在。
So water is a great illustration of the Trinitarian God.
所以水确实是一个很好来比拟三位一体神的一个方法。
And there are reasons the Trinitarian God likens himself to living waters.
三一神将自己比喻成活水是有很好的原因的。
Right?He created living waters.
因为他创造了活水。
He likes himself to living waters.
他将自己比喻成活水。
Because until you drink of God,
因为直到你将神喝进去。
And God actually lives in you.
而上帝确实住在你的里面。
You don't have life.
我们就没有生命。
Okay. Do you realize how amazing this is?
你明白这是多么奇妙吗？
Right, water is Trinitarian in nature.
所以水本身有三合一的特性。
And it's the first thing the Holy Spirit is working on in creation.
在创造的时候呢，是圣灵第一个造作的一个对象。
You know, just a few years ago, like 20, 30 years ago, they were saying, oh, because there's so many planets out there, there has to be life on millions of other planets.
大概就还在二三十年之前，他们说因为宇宙是这么的扩，这么的广大，那其他的星球上一定有生物存在。
But they said that out of ignorance.
但是他们这个说法是出于无知。
Because they didn't realize all the things that are necessary to have life.
因为那个时候他们不明白生命能够存活下去所必要的一些条件。
Now we know there's over 100 finely tuned factors that allow life to exist on Earth.
现在我们知道有100个必须的这个参数。使生命能够在地球上存活。
Some of them have to do with the way water is designed.
那有些就跟水的设计是有关的。
But now we know, now we have books written like titled This Rare Earth.
好，那现在有些书的出版就写说这个稀有的地球。
Now they admit, as far as we know, there's probably not another Earth like ours out there anywhere in the universe.
现在他们承认在这个宇宙的其他星球上呢，不可能有一个像地球这样一个环境使生物可以生存的。
Because now we know more.
因为现在科学的发现是更多。
And that's why I say, don't not believe something in this book because of something science says today.
所以我劝大家不要不相信圣经所说的话，因为科学的关系。
Because science is going to say something different tomorrow.
因为科学今天说的，它明天会改变。
But God's going to say the same thing every day for eternity.
但是上帝在永恒中说的话是一致的。
Okay.Next thing God did was He said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
那上帝下一个就说要有光，就有了光。
Interesting thing. The second thing He works on.
那上帝所做的第二件事情也很有意思。
Also Trinitarian in nature.
它的本质也是三一的。
Light has electromagnetic waves.
好，光有三种光线哈，一个就是电磁光。
Okay, you have visible light, which can be seen.
可以看见它的光。
But not felt.
有形光好是看得见，但感觉不到。
And you have heat rays which are felt but not seen.
还有一种热射线是看不见，但是可以感觉到它。
So there's three kinds of rays here.
所以光有三个不同的光线。
Okay, can you see a trinity here?
那在这个色彩当中，也可以看到三位三而一吗
？Right. How many primary colors are there?
我们有几个主要颜色？三个嘛。
Right.
三色光。
Only three primary.
有三个主要基本的颜色。
But then here's the interesting thing. Seven is whose number? Who loves the number seven?
但是七是谁的数字呢？
God, right? And he created light.
他创造了光。
So you got three primary colors.
所以我们有三个主要的颜色。
But then there's seven total of the major colors.
这个光谱里面就有七个不同的颜色。
And what color do you get when you combine all the colors?
把所有的光这个光颜色集在一起的时候，你看到什么颜色？
White.
白色
It's amazing. See, not black.
不是黑色
You get white when you combine all the colors.
将所有的颜色聚集在一起的时候呢，就变色。
Why do you think God did that? Why did He design it that way?
为什么上帝如此设计呢？
We find these white robes all through the Bible, don't we?
在圣经里，我们看到白色的袍子。
Right, you're gonna put a white robe on when you get baptized.
当我们受浸的时候穿上白袍。
Because as a Christian,
因为作为一个基督徒。
You accept every color, every race of mankind. There's no place for prejudice.In a Christian,
你接受所有不同肤色的人种。
There's a symbolism, powerful symbolism in everything God gives us today. Light sometimes acts like a material wave, like a solid.
光的行为有的时候像一个非物质的波，但是有的时候却像一个物质的。
Right? Didn't Jesus do that?
耶稣不是这么做了吗？
Right? Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world."
耶稣说我是世界的光。
Well, sometimes he acted like a solid, right?
但是有的时候他像一个固体。
People could touch him. He was solid.
人家可以摸到他。
He was a real man.
他是一个真实的人。
But sometimes light acts. Oh, I got it backwards. Okay. Sometimes it acts like a solid. Sometimes it acts like an immaterial substance.
光有的时候像固体，但是有的时候像非物质的一个波。
All right. And didn't Jesus pass through walls one time to get inside a room when the doors were closed?
耶稣是不是有一次就穿过墙在？门关的时候就穿墙进入跟门徒在一起。
Yeah, didn't Jesus overcome the law of gravity and just ascend into heaven?
耶稣也克服了地心吸引力升到天上。
Yeah, sometimes Jesus act like a solid, sometimes he act like something immaterial, spiritual.
耶稣有的时候是好像一个存在的实体，但是有的时候他是一个非物质的存在。
Because he's the light of the world.
因为他是世界的光。
And light was designed to teach spiritual truth.
而上帝设计光也来教导我们属灵的真理。
The Word became flesh.
他原来是道，变成了肉身。
The spiritual Word became a man, so we could see.
好，这个属灵的道后来成为一个人的样式。
Okay, each member of the Trinity is inseparable from light.
三位一体中的每一位都跟光分不开。
God the Father is my light.
父神耶和华是我的光。
Right, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
耶和华是我的光，我的救恩，我还惧怕谁呢？
Right, Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣也是世界的光。
Okay, the Holy Spirit enlightens us to understand God's truth.
圣灵光照我们去明白上帝的真理。
Okay, so let's look at this progressive revelation.
现在就让我们看看这个渐进启示。
Okay, the Old Testament focused on revealing God as the sovereign creator of the world, as Father.
旧约聚焦在启示上帝是全能的造物主和父。
And throughout the Old Testament, He promises to send us a Savior.
而贯穿在旧约里面，他应许我们要差遣一位救主。
Okay, and then when we get to the Gospels, God focuses on God the Son.
当我们在福音书的时候呢，上帝就聚焦在他的儿子身上。
God lives among us in the person of Jesus.
上帝在耶稣的里面与我们同在。
He dies on the cross to save us from our sins.
他死在十字架上拯救我们的罪。
And He saves us from Satan and the world.
救我们脱离撒旦和这个世界。
And then we get to the book of Acts and the epistles.
然后我们看到使徒行传和书信。
And the focus is on God, the Holy Spirit.
他就聚焦在圣灵的身上。
He is carrying on the work of God in Christ in and through His people.
他接续上帝跟基督的工作，借着属他的人来做事。
So you can't miss this emphasis in the progressive revelation.
所以从整本圣经，我们没有办法错过他的渐进的启示。
Okay, first God is for us.
首先，上帝是为了我们。
Then in Christ, He's with us, among us.
在基督里，他与我们同在，在我们当中。
And now through the Holy Spirit, God is in us.
而现在，借着圣灵，他在我们的里面。
He actually lives in us.
他确实住在我们的里面。
God sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts.
加拉太书说，神就差遣他儿子的灵进入你们的心。
See the Trinity right there?
所以你看到三位一体吧。
Okay, if you look over all your notes for these three studies, you'll find we gave you a lot of scripture.
假如你看到上次讲到圣父、圣子、今天圣灵全部的讲义的话，
But there's God, There's God.
所以有上帝。
He sends forth the Holy Spirit.
差遣他的圣灵。
It's the Spirit of His Son.
是他儿子的灵。
To live in your heart.
进入到我们的心。
And once the Spirit lives in your heart,
一旦圣灵住到我们的内心。
It's the same as Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是基督进到你里面。
I remember the first time I really got a grasp of this truth, the Holy Spirit turned the lights on for me.
我记得第一次圣灵光照我的时候，我捕捉到这个真理。
Wasn't a very spiritual situation.
不是一个很属灵的一个状况下。
I was sitting there in my little apartment.
我坐在我的公寓里。
Eating my oatmeal.
吃我的这个麦片。
But for the past week, I'd been hearing sermons about Christ in you and the Holy Spirit in you.
那过去一个礼拜，我一直听到的信息讲到基督在我们的里面，圣灵在我们的里面。
And I'd been studying these scriptures.
我在研读这些经文。
And I'm there just thinking about this, eating my oatmeal.
我想着这个东西来吃着我的麦片。
And all of a sudden, it hits me.
忽然之间，他就抓到了我。
Wow, the fullness of God, God.In all His glory lives inside me.
我忽然了解说，上帝的全人完满的上帝，他的所有的荣耀都住在我的里面。
The Holy Spirit just made it hit it real, became real at that moment.
那圣灵在那一刻使这个对我来成为真实。
And I had to put my oatmeal down.
我必须把麦片放下。
And I fell on my face in front of the chair.
好，就在椅子面前跪下来。
And I just started crying.
好，开始哭泣。
Wow, God, do you really live in me?
我说哇，上帝，你真的住在我的里面。
Jesus is living inside me.
耶稣住在我的里面。
The Holy Spirit is living inside me.
圣灵住在我的里面。
And it was a turning point in my Christian life.
就是我人生基督徒人生的转折点。
Okay, you have to grasp this. God sent the Spirit of His Son to live in your heart.
所以我们必须捕捉到上帝差遣他儿子的灵进入到我们的内心。
This is a real experience every Christian needs to have.
这是每一个基督徒都必须经历的一个真实的经验。
Okay, now the Holy Spirit is not a what, but a who.
圣灵不是一个什么东西哈，他是一个人。
He's not a thing or a force, but a divine person.
他不是一个东西或是一个力量，而是神圣的一个位格。
The Holy Spirit is just as much God as the Father and the Son is.
所以圣灵跟圣父圣子呢，是同样一位。
This truth is so clearly revealed throughout the Bible.
这个圣理这么清楚的在圣经里面一再的启示。
That you'd have to be spiritually blind to miss it or deny it.
去错过它或是去否认它的话呢，那一定就是属灵的瞎眼。
And of course, there's scriptures that teach us a lot of people are spiritually blind.
但是圣经教导我们很多人在属灵上是瞎了眼的。
The Holy Spirit's revealed as a divine person, as God in the Old Testament.
那在旧约里面呢，他被启示为一个神圣的位格。
Okay. His names reveal that he has to be divine.
他的名字启示他是神圣的。
Remember when we studied names, names are very important.
我们在研究名字的时候呢，说名字是相当重要的。
Right, they reveal the real character of the person named.
他们启示这个名字所代表的这个人的品格。
Okay.So the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of God.
所以圣灵被称作是上帝的灵。
Okay, there's only one God.
只有一位上帝。
There's only one Spirit of God.
也只有一个上帝的灵。
Okay, He's called the Spirit of the Lord, capital letters, which is Jehovah.
他也被称作是主耶和华的灵。
Okay, God refers to Him as my Spirit.
而上帝指圣灵为我的灵。
Okay, all these make it clear the Holy Spirit is divine. He has to be God.
这些都很清楚说明圣灵是神圣的。
Okay, the Old Testament reveals the Holy Spirit is a divine person.
他也是一位神圣的位格。
By the fact He creates.
第一，他有一个动作，就是他创造。
So you and I make things.
我们会做事情。
We can only take something that already exists and make something new from it.
我们会有从一个已经存在的东西来做出一个新的东西。
But we can't create.
但是我们没有办法从无生有。
I can't make dirt.
我做不出泥巴来。
Right? I can't create dirt.
好。我没有办法创造泥巴出来。
I can make a table.
但是我可以做一个桌子。
I don't create a table.
但是我不能够创造桌子。
I make it from wood that God created.
好，我要从上帝所创造的木头来做。
Only God creates.
好，只有上帝能够创造。
Man takes stuff God already created and we can make stuff from it.
好，人只能从有生有。
The Holy Spirit's divine teacher who instructed Israel.
圣灵也是一个神圣的教师哈，他教导以色列人。
Has to be a person.
所以他必须是一个位格。
And he continues his teaching ministry in the church for us.
在新约当中，他持续他教导的侍奉。
Would you ever call My teacher is a thing. That's not a real person up there. He's a thing. He's an it.
我们不可能说我们的老师只是一个东西或是一个事物。
No, a teacher is a person.
所以一个教师确实是一个位格。
The Holy Spirit's names reveal His divine person.
所以圣灵的名字就启示他是一个神圣的位格。
Okay, here in the New Testament now.
在新约里面。
He's called the Spirit of God in the New Testament.
他被称作是上帝的灵。
The Spirit of the Lord in the New Testament.
主的灵。
See, God hasn't changed.
所以上帝没有改变。
Same God, same Holy Spirit.
同一位上帝，同一位圣灵。
But now he's also called the Spirit of your Father.
他现在也称作你们父的灵。
And he's the Spirit of Christ.
他也是基督的灵。
Because of the Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
因为三位一体的神就是圣父、圣子跟圣灵。
Many New Testament scriptures reveal His divine person.
那许多新约的经文也启示圣灵是一个神圣的位格。
The Spirit loves.
圣灵会爱。
Come on, He has to be a person.
所以他一定是一个有位格的存在。
Oh, this brick loves me.
不可能说这个砖头爱我。
A thing can't love, and it can't love.
一个东西不能够表达爱。
Only a person can love.
只有一个有位格的存在可以。
Some of you say, "No, no, Pastor Ray, my dog loves me."
You say, "Oh, Pastor Ray, 我的狗也爱我。
I don't know. I don't think about that. He knows you're his master.
狗知道你是他的主人。
And you make him happy.
你使他快乐。
But I don't think a dog knows the difference between love and anything else.
但是我想狗对爱或其他东西分辨不出来。
God created a dog. To be man's best friend.
上帝创造狗成为人最好的朋友。
That's why Caleb in the Old Testament, that's dog. He's named dog.
好，旧约的加勒呢，他的名字加勒的意思就是狗。
That's the Hebrew name for dog.
希伯来文是狗。
Can you imagine the parents naming their kid dog?
我们不能想象父母亲取自己的孩子名字叫做狗。
Well, if you're Jewish, you can.
假如你是犹太人的话，你可以。
Because remember, a name reveals what character.
因为一个名字表达他的品格。
And there's no greater faithful servant than a dog that serves its master.
好，没有一个人比加勒这条狗呢更忠心的服侍他的主人。
There have been dogs so faithful they sit on the grave of their master till they themselves die on their master.
有些狗忠心到一个地步呢，它会坐在主人的坟墓前，直到狗自己去世。
Caleb.Was a faithful servant of God. That's why. 加勒
是忠心服侍上帝的一个人。
The Holy Spirit has a mind.
好，圣灵有心思，有意念。
This brick can't solve math problems.
好，那这个砖头没有办法解决数学的问题。
Because things don't have a mind.
因为东西没有一个心思。
Okay. People have a mind.
好，人或是有位格的存在才有心思。
The Holy Spirit has a will.
圣灵有意志。
Okay.Thus, the Holy Spirit constantly thinks and plans for me.
所以圣灵持续的思考，而且为我来做计划。
He has a plan for your life.
他对我们的人生是有计划的。
And he has the power to fulfill all his loving plans for my life.
而且他有能力把对我人生美好的计划去实现出来。
So you want to get to know God, the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要去更多的认识圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit empowers me.
因为圣灵赐给我能力。
And he anoints me.
他也膏抹我。
And he leads me to fulfill God's glorious plan for my life.
他也引领我去完成上帝为我人生最荣耀的计划。
But in the Bible, we see many people resist the Holy Spirit.
但是我们晓得在圣经里呢，许多人抗拒圣灵。
Many people rebelled against God's Holy Spirit.
许多人背叛神的灵。
Okay, so we want to surrender to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要降服给上帝的圣灵。
Right? Only three people have the attributes. Three persons have the attributes of God.
那只有三个位格具有上帝的属性。
Okay. And these attributes separate the one true God from every false god.
而这些属性将真神与假神分开。
Okay. God the Father is eternal.
好，父是永恒的。
God the Son is eternal.
子也是永恒的。
You have scriptures you can study.The Holy Spirit is eternal.
圣灵也是永恒的。
Okay. Now in China, there's only ever been one eternal God.
而在中国只有一位永恒的上帝。
And being eternal separates the true God from every false God.
永恒的特性就把真神跟假神分开。
Because if you don't believe in an eternal God,
假如你不相信一位永恒的上帝的话
，That God can't give you eternal life, can he?
那个神就没有办法把永生赐给你。
Because a God that had a beginning at some point in history.
假如一个神所信的神，他在历史当中有一个开端。
will have an end at some point in history.
那在历史中，它有一个结束。
The only God that had no beginning in China's history is 上帝。
那在中国历史当中，唯一没有一个开端的神就是上帝。
Every other god in China.
在中国的每一个其他的神。
I know you can buy the books.
你可以买一本书。
I can buy them in English. You can buy them in Chinese.
好，不管中文或华英文。
But we know when every god started.
我们都知道这些所谓的神，他的什么时候开始。
The only god you can't find a beginning for, because he's already there in the beginning of China's history.
唯一找不到一个开端的神，在中国起初就存在的就是上帝。
Is 上帝。
就是上帝。
And that's why we'll translate God in the Bible as 上帝。He's the one true God.
这就是为什么我们希望中文的翻译对这个 God 大写的 God 的翻译是上帝，而不是神。
You want to know more about that? Pick up the books on your way out.
好，裴牧师特别写了一本书关于这一点。
Only three persons have the attributes of God.
好，只有三个位格具有上帝的属性。
The Father is omnipotent.
好，父是全能的。
The Son is omnipotent.
子是全能的。
The Holy Spirit is omnipotent.
好，圣灵是全能的。
To me, the test of being omnipotent.
对我来说，测验是否全能。
Create the heavens and the earth.
就是去创造天地。
Create the trillions and trillions and trillions of planets out there.
好，创造许许多多的星球。
That means your power is greater than all the suns combined in the universe.
换句话说，你的能力超过所有的宇宙联合在一起。
It's only one God that created all this.
那只有一位神创造了这一切。
The Father is omniscient.
那父也是无所不知的。
The Son is omniscient.
子也是无所不知。
The Holy Spirit is omniscient.
圣灵无所不知。
And this is exciting.
对我来说非常有意思。
That means he knows everything about you and me.
换句话说，他知道有关你跟我的所有的一切事。
And he knew it before any of us were born.
在我们出生以前他就知道了。
And knowing that,
知道这一点。
He still went to the cross to die for your sins.
他仍然愿意到十字架为你的罪而死。
If he died for you, knowing everything about you, there's absolutely nothing that could cause him to what? Forsake you.
假如他知道你说的一切还愿意为你死的话，他就不可能为了任何事情来舍弃你。
The reason we believe in assurance of salvation.
所以我们为什么相信救恩的确据呢？
Because there's nothing I can do that he didn't know I was going to do when he died on the cross.
因为他死在十字架上的时候呢，已经知道我们所会做的一切。
The Father is omnipresent.
父也是全在的。
He's here right now.
他现在就在我们当中。
The Son is omnipresent. He's here right now.
子也是全在的，好，他也在我们当中。
The Spirit is omnipresent. He's here right now.
圣灵也是全在的。
Not only here in our midst, but in us if you're a Christian.
不但在我们中间，也在我们的里面。
Now here's a problem.
那有一个问题就是。
56% of people surveyed think the Holy Spirit is an it or a thing or a power.
调查当中，50%的人相信圣灵是一个东西，或是只是像鬼文似的东西。
Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe the Holy Spirit is a person.
耶和华见证人会不相信圣灵有位格。
Mormons don't.
摩门教徒也不相信。
Muslims don't.
回教徒不相信。
Okay.That's a major problem because he is.
这是一个重大的问题。
Because we have a Trinitarian God, and the Holy Spirit is one of the persons in the.
因为我们相信三位一体的神，所以圣灵本身也具有位格。
Now here's why it's so important to know the Holy Spirit is a person and not a thing.
那为什么知道圣灵是位格而不是一个东西是那么重要呢？
Because if you think the Holy Spirit is just an influence or a power or a thing,
因为假如你相信圣灵只是一个影响力或是一个能力或是一个东西的话，
then your thought is, how can I get more of it?
那你的焦点就是我可以如何得到更多的这个东西。
How can I get more of the Spirit's power?
我如何得到更多这个圣灵所具有的能力？
Because you think of the Spirit as a thing that you get control of.
因为你觉得圣灵只不过是东西，我可以去掌管它。
That'll mess up your life.
那这个会弄糟你的人生。
Because the Holy Spirit isn't a thing.
因为圣灵不是一个东西。
He's a person.
他是一个有位格的神。
And if you believe he's a person, then your attitude and actions is totally different.
假如你相信他是一个位格，那么你的态度跟你的行为会不一样。
Your focus is going to be, how can the Holy Spirit have more control of me?
那你的焦距会是说，那圣灵如何更多的来管理我呢？
See,We people, we want control, don't we? We want to be able to control everything.
我们作为人常常希望去这个掌控欲很强。
And that's why it's so hard for us to surrender to God and surrender to the Holy Spirit to let Him lead and guide us.
这就是为什么我们很难把自己降服给上帝，降服给圣灵，由他来引领我们。
You're afraid the Holy Spirit's going to make you marry a 500-pound woman and send you to do missions in Africa.
有时候你会怕说你圣灵要你嫁给一个500磅重的妇女，然后把你送到非洲去。
He's not going to do that.
他不会这么做。
Yeah, because he's not a thing.
因为他不是一个东西哈。
He's a person who loves you more than anybody else ever will.
他是世界上整个宇宙中最爱你的，胜过任何人的一个位格。
That's why you have to know the person of the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么你需要去认识这位圣灵。
And you've got to find out how can I give him more control of my life.
而且要去发现我怎么把自己的生命更多的交托给他。
In the first case, you're seeking to control God and use him for your purpose.
在前者，你会想要控制这个圣灵，要他更多力量来指导他。怎么帮助你?
But in the other case, you're seeking to yield your life to God.
但在后者呢,
and do His will.
你要降服你的生命给他，让他来带领你，而且行他的旨意。
See, it makes a huge difference in your life how you think about the Holy Spirit.
所以你怎么认为这个圣灵是谁呢？会影响你怎么处理你对他的态度和你的生活。
D.L. Moody is a great illustration of this.
穆迪是一个很好的例子。
Yeah, he was going to do a campaign in England.
他在英国要去发起一个运动。
And there was an old pastor there complaining about him coming.
那在英国有个老牧师呢，就抱怨说他怎么来英国。
Yeah, he said he's uneducated and inexperienced, etc., etc.
说穆迪好，没有受过什么教育，也没有什么经验。
Who does he think he is anyway, coming to England?
他来英国，他以为他是谁呀？
Does he think he has a monopoly on the Holy Spirit?
只有他可以垄断圣灵吗？
But a wiser pastor responded.
但是有一个比较有智慧的牧师这么回答说
No, but the Holy Spirit has a monopoly on Mr. Moody.
他说你说的不对哈，但是圣灵他垄断了这个穆迪。
And that's why God was using Moody so powerfully.
这就是为什么上帝那么大有能力的使用他。
Because Moody had surrendered everything to God.
因为穆迪他将他一切哈都降服给这位上帝。
Okay, maybe you've surrendered your student life to God.
或许你将你的学生生涯降服给神。
But have you surrendered your dating life to God?
但是你的约会的生活是不是也降服给神？
Right, every area, right? We want to surrender every area of our life. He gets more and more control.
好，我们要把人生的每一个部分哈，让他有越来越多的管理。
Okay, the Holy Spirit gives us victory over our spiritual enemies.
圣灵给我们得胜属灵的敌人。
You don't know the Holy Spirit, you're going to have a problem defeating evil spirits.
好，假如说我们没有圣灵的话呢，我们对这个击退我们的这个邪恶的敌人是有问题的。
Right, Jesus defeated evil spirits by the power of the Holy Spirit.
好，耶稣靠着圣灵的能力击退撒旦。
He said, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God,
耶稣说，假如我靠着神的灵赶鬼。
Then the kingdom of God has come upon you.
这就是神的国临到你们了。
Okay. See the Trinity there?
在这边看到三位一体吗?
I, that's Jesus.
我就是耶稣。
The Spirit of God.
靠着神的灵。
And then the kingdom of God, the Father.
然后神的国就是天父。
See, the Trinity is taught throughout the Bible.
所以三位一体在圣经是它连续的在教导。
But it climaxes in the New Testament.
而在新约它达到高潮。
Ephesians 6 were warned to put on the whole armor of God.
以弗所书第六章告诫我们要穿上上帝的全副的军装。
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
好，穿戴神所赐的全副军装，抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
There is somebody out there in this world.
在这个世界上有一个人。
That hates you more than you could ever imagine.
比你所想象的更痛恨你。
That every day is planning how can I mess up your life.
他每天都计划怎么样把你的生活给搞糟糕。
How can I destroy them?
我怎么能够就是毁灭他们。
And it's a spiritual enemy.
这就是一个属灵的敌人。
And you got to put on the armor of God to be protected against that enemy.
所以要穿上上帝的军装来保护自己不受他的攻击。
But we're taught the only way to put on each piece of armor is by praying with all prayer in the Holy Spirit.
但是圣，然后他后来教导我们哈，我们怎么穿上每一件军装呢？就是要靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。
See, sometimes we go through life and we think there's nobody that hates me in this entire world.
有时候我们在世上的生活，我们会想说，哎呦，世界上没有人会恨我的。
The devil hates your guts and wants to destroy you.
但是我们晓得魔鬼痛恨你的胆量，他要毁灭你。
And if you're not cultivating your relationship with God,
假如我们不培养跟上帝的关系，
the devil wins.
撒旦他会得胜的。
If you cultivate your relationship with God,
假如你跟神培养好的关系，
you can't lose.
你不会失败。
OK, Okay, the Holy Spirit lives in God's people.
那圣灵就住在属神的百姓当中。
Right? Know ye not that you're the temple of God?
岂不知你们是上帝的殿？
Right, and the Holy Spirit of God dwells in you.
那神的灵住在我们里头吗？
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿？
Which is in you, which you have of God.
他是住在你里头的。
Right. One thing clear, the person of the Holy Spirit lives in you if you're a Christian.
所以这边很清楚地告诉我们，假如我们是基督徒的话呢，圣灵住在我们里
面。And why does he come to live in you?
那他为什么来住在我们里头呢？
He comes in as the Holy Spirit.
他进来是作为圣灵。
This is an emphasis. He is the Holy Spirit.
他是一位圣洁的灵。
Okay. Because holiness is an essential attribute of the Trinitarian God.
圣洁是三位一体的神所不可缺少的属性。
And most importantly for us, he comes into our heart to make us holy.
那最重要的是呢，他进到我们的心中，使我们成为圣洁。
Right? Don't we sing that song, "Holiness is your life in me"?
我们唱一首歌哈，就是圣洁是你的生命在我的里面。
Right, if you're going to have fellowship with a holy God,
假如我们 与这位圣洁的神相交的话，
God has to change you. He's got to make you holy.
上帝就会改变你，他要使你成为圣洁。
And he can do that because of what Jesus did on the cross for our sins.
因为耶稣在十字架解决了我们罪的问题，所以他可以这么做。
He's the Spirit of holiness who sanctifies believers.
他是圣洁的灵，使信徒成圣。
Okay, the sins that will send us to hell are innumerable.
好，将我们送去地狱的罪呢是不可胜数。
Okay, be not deceived.
圣经说不要自欺。
Neither fornicators.
无论是淫乱的。
Nor idolaters.
拜偶像的。
Nor adulterers.
奸淫的。
Nor effeminate.
做娈童的。
Which in the Greek seems to be people who just want to live in luxury and pleasure.
娈童。
Yeah.
Effeminate.
The Greek word. Yeah.Can also in English refer to men who want to be feminine.
哦，做娈童的在英文里面可以说想做女性的男性。
Yeah, but in Greek.
但是在希腊文里面。
The main emphasis is on these are people who just don't want to do anything to contribute to society. They just want to spend all day just enjoying pleasure.
在希腊文里面，它更多指的是那些什么？无所事事，只想成天喜乐欢乐的人。
And then abusers of themselves with mankind is sodomites.
还有青蓝色的，就是所谓的男性同性恋。
Nor thieves.
偷窃的。
How many of you here have stole stuff?
我们当中有谁偷过东西？
I stole a lot of stuff when I was younger, before I was saved.
我年轻没有得救的时候呢，偷过很多东西。
What do you do if you stole something? You become a Christian. What are you supposed to do?
当你偷了东西成为基督徒之后你该怎么办
Come on, what do you do to get right with God so you can be filled with the Holy Spirit? What do you got to do?
能够被圣灵充满跟神关系正确该怎么办
That thing you stole, does it belong to you? So what do you do with it?
你是偷的东西属于你吗
Plus what? Plus 20%.
你要还给人家还要加上 20%.
That's what the Bible teaches.
这是圣经的教导
Yeah, you do that and you're not going to steal much anymore.
当你这么做的时候，你就不敢再偷了。
I couldn't afford to keep stealing because you got to pay back 20% more.
我负担不起一直去偷人家的东西，要赔的更多。
Nor covetous.
好，贪婪的。
Nor drunkards.
醉酒的。
Nor revilers.
辱骂人的。
That's the partiers Friday night, Saturday night.
好，或是说
Come on, you used to do it. You know how to translate this.
But Chinese translation is different.
Yeah.
Revilers is not people who entertain themselves or have fun.
All right, just read in Chinese. That's good enough.
Slanderers, people who slander people.
All right, that's bad too. That'll get you to hell too.
好 reviler 哈，就是说成天喜欢礼拜五、礼拜六上这些夜店里去。
Partiers, the partiers, that's party. Yeah.All right.
贪玩的人
and shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
都不能承受神的国
Now here's the exciting thing.
有趣的是
I don't want to hear everyone yet. I never did that stuff, Pastor Ray.
我不希望你说哎呀裴牧师我从来没有做过里面的任何一件
事 Come on, I'm a pastor and I did a lot of that stuff.
那即使我是牧师我也做了很多这些事
I know you did a lot of it too.
我也知道你曾犯过这些
But here's the exciting thing.
但有趣的是
Such were some of you.
保罗说：“你们中间也有人从前是这样。
”But you were washed.
好，但是你们已经被洗净了。
The guilt is gone.
好，你的罪疚已经
洗去了。You were sanctified. You're a different person now.
你被成圣了，你现在是不一样的人。
You were justified. You don't have to go to hell for that sin now.
你被称义了，你不要因为这个罪而下地狱了。
And how did that happen?
那这个是怎么成就的呢？
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
是奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
And by the Spirit of our God.
借着我们上帝的灵。
Yeah, we don't have to hide our past.
就我们不需要隐藏自己的过去。
But we do need to leave our past behind when we get saved.
但是当我们得救时，我们必须脱下我们的过去。
Okay, and the Holy Spirit makes us a new person.
所以圣灵使我们成为新人。
We must be born again through the Holy Spirit.
我们必须借着圣灵来重生。
Okay, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Everything's new.
若人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And that's what I want to look at, right? Did I really get saved? What has changed in my life?
所以我们必须自己查验哈，我如果确实得救了，我的生命怎么改变了呢？
Has my life really been transformed?
我的生命是不是真的有了变化？
Or am I an actor and I'm just imitating other Christians?
还是说我只是一个演员，我不过是在模仿别人而已？
Very important that you become a new creature in Christ.
所以我们成为在基督里新造的人是相当重要的。
And all these things are not your own hard work; it's God does it.
这一切都不是靠着我们自己的努力，而是都是出于神。
The Holy Spirit will conform us to the image of Christ.
圣灵也会塑造我们符合基督的形象。
But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glory, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord.
圣经说，我们众人敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，就好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状。
We're changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
变成主的形象，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Okay. The Spirit's going to change us as you behold God's glory.
所以当我们看着上帝的荣耀，圣灵会改变我们。
Here's a few of the life-changing truths that come from the
Holy Trinity. 下面有一些三位一体的合一带来改变生命的真理。
One, the reality of the Trinitarian God means that love is foundational to the reality of life.
三位一体合一的真理呢，告诉我们爱是生命的基本。
Okay, God the Father is love.
父神是爱。
God the Son is love.
神子是爱。
God the Holy Spirit is love.
圣灵也是爱。
Now let me ask you, if you have like a Muslim God,
假如说你有一个回教徒所相信的神，
single, not Trinitarian,
单一的神，不是三位一体。
What is it? He just loves himself?
他只爱自己吗？
That's not that good a thing, is it?
爱自己不是一件好的事情。
Say, God is love because God is Trinitarian in nature, three persons.
上帝是爱，因为他是在三位一体中合一的神。
That's why there was love in this universe even before he created anything.
这就是宇宙当中，即使在上帝还没有创造万物之前呢，就有爱的存在。
Everything was created out of the love that was flowing between the three persons of the Trinity.
万物的所造都来自于这个在被爱充满的神的三位一体当中。
And nothing can ever change that love.
没有任何东西可以改变那个爱。
Okay. In Islam, it's all about power.
在伊斯兰教里面，上他们想讲的神完全是他的能的权力。
Not a Trinitarian God of love.
不是一个三位一体的爱的神。
Single God of power.
他们只是一个掌权的神。
So power is much more important than love.
所以他们的所谓的权力比爱是更重要的。
Well, in Christianity, love precedes everything.
所以在基督教里面呢，爱在一切之先。
God says, "I loved you with an everlasting love."
上帝说，我有永远的爱爱你。
That means that love preceded everything.
所以爱在一切之先。
Okay, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
This amazing love the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have.
那父子圣灵所具有的这个奇妙的爱。
Is poured into our hearts, into our life.
却浇灌进入到我们的心里面。
You know, sometimes you meet people or you got saved and now you have someone that really hurt you a lot before you were saved.
在你还没有得救之前，或许你遇到一些人，他们对你的伤害很大。
And your prayer life might be, Lord, I just can't love that person. I'm sorry. I know you command me to love them, but I can't. They hurt me too much.
但是你在祷告的时候说，主啊，这些人伤害我太深，我真的没有办法原谅他们。
That's where you need to understand the power of the Holy Spirit.
那这个时候你就必须明白圣灵的能力。
God tells us, I'm not expecting you to love them with your human love.
上帝不说我不期待你用你自己的爱去爱他们。
I have poured my love into your heart.
因为我将我的爱已经浇灌在你的心里面。
And that's the love I want you to share with that person.
而是这样的爱，我希望你去把这个跟那个人分享。
Supernatural.
所以它是超自然的。
We must take advantage of that supernatural gift and grow in love.
所以我们必须利用这个超自然的礼物，在爱中成长。
The Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to bring me into fellowship with the Son of God.
好，那第二个这个真理就是说，圣灵使用上帝的话带领我进入与圣子的相交。
Right, one of the blessings we give is may the love of God the Father.
我们有一个祝福，就是愿天父上帝的爱。
And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的恩典。
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵的感动与交通。
Be with you always.
常与众人同在。
Do you have fellowship with the Holy Spirit?
我们跟圣灵有彼此的相交吗？
He that joins himself to the Lord becomes one spirit with him.
圣经上说，那与主联合的，就是与主成为一灵了。
It's the spirit that quickens, that gives life.
叫人活着的乃是灵。
The flesh profits nothing.
肉体是无益的。
Jesus said, but the words I speak to you, they're spirit and they're life.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
This book is different than any other book on the face of the earth.
圣经与世上其他任何书都不一样。
It's life.
它是生命。
It brings life.
带来生命。
Okay, it gives you life when you study it.
当你读它的时候就赐给你生命。
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生。
And it's this book that testifies of Jesus.
给我做见证的就是这经。
From Genesis to Revelation.
从创世纪到启示录。
A progressive revelation.
一个渐进的启示。
Until we see Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords of the entire universe.
直到我们看到耶稣成为宇宙的万王之王、万主之主。
And he's coming back for me.
为了我，他会再来。
But Jesus says, you know, you won't come to me that you can have life.
然而耶稣很叹息说，你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
This book teaches you how to come to Jesus.
这本书也教导我们怎么去认识耶稣。
But then you've got to make a decision.
但是你要做一个决定。
Will you surrender your life to Jesus Christ?
你愿意将你的生命降服给主耶稣基督吗？
Or do you want to keep control of a lot of your life?
还是你仍然继续想控制自己的人生？
And just imitate Christianity in the other areas.
而模仿在其他部分，模仿基督徒的生活样式。
Then you're lost.
那么你还是一个失丧的人。
We need to surrender our life to Jesus.
我们必须降服自己的生命给耶稣。
Salvation is all about knowing Jesus.
好，救恩完全是在乎认识耶稣。
The impact of the Trinity on our prayer life.
那三位一体对祷告有什么影响呢？
Right, we pray to the Father.
我们向天父祷告。
In the name of the Son.
奉子的名。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的能力。
So obviously, a knowledge of the Trinity is necessary for a profound prayer life.
所以认识三位一体呢，对深刻的体验到祷告的生活也是重要的。
Life-changing truth. What people ask, what good does it do to pray to God? He already knows everything.
有些人说，好，上帝已经知道一切，那我干嘛还要祷告？
Well, if Jesus, the very Son of God, needed to pray.
假如上帝的儿子耶稣基督都需要祷告。
And he had to pray all the time.
而且常常祷告。
So do I.
我也需要。
So do you.
你也需要。
Prayer works.
祷告是有效的。
Okay. And lastly, as we lead into our Lord's Supper.
那最后就带领我们进入到今天的主餐。
The Holy Spirit is our great teacher, and He makes the truth of Jesus Christ real to us.
好，圣灵是我们伟大的教师，将耶稣的真理活化在我们的生命当中。
Jesus said, "The Spirit of Truth will guide us into all truth."
耶稣说，圣灵会引导我们进入所有的真理。
He shall glorify me, for He shall receive of mine and shall show it to you.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
So, in other words, the Holy Spirit takes everything that's truth about Jesus.
换句话说，圣灵将他所从耶稣那边所领受的一切，
and he imparts it to you，
将他们分给我们，
it becomes your experience，
而成为你的经验，
not just something you know up here，
不单单只是说脑筋认识的，
it becomes an experience through the Holy Spirit，
成为经由圣灵得到的一个经验，
and you are transformed from the inside out，
那你就从内到外改变了。
This is why the Lord's Supper should be such a powerful experience.
这就是为什么主餐应该是一个很有能力的一个经历。
That's why Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
耶稣说你们要如此行，为了是纪念我。
I think, well, you know, I wasn't there. When Jesus died on the cross.
当耶稣死在十字架的时候呢，我并不在场。
I wasn't there in the upper room when he instituted the Lord's Supper.
当他设立主餐的时候，我也不在那个房间里。
The Holy Spirit reveals the glory of Christ and the profound truths of Jesus that are hidden in the Lord's Supper.
但是圣灵会将隐藏在主餐中基督的荣耀的真理启示出来。
Because you see, we have an eyewitness in our midst.
因为在我们中间有一位目击者。
Right, you say, well, I wasn't there. I didn't see it all go down.
你可以说，哦，我不在场，我不晓得什么这个事情的发生。
But there's an eyewitness here today.
但今天有位目击者在那个地方。
He saw it all.
他看了一切。
And he experienced it all.
他也经历了一切。
Because Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, offered himself up to God the Father.
因为耶稣基督借着圣灵将自己完全献上给神。
And once you understand this ministry of the Holy Spirit,
所以一旦我们明白圣灵的侍奉,
right? It's the Holy Spirit that makes the sufferings of Christ our experience.
那圣灵就会使耶稣基督的苦难成为我们去体会到的一个经历。
It's the Holy Spirit who will take the victory of the resurrection.
也是圣灵会将复活的荣耀。
And impart to you the joy that Christ had when he rose from the dead.
当基督从死里复活那个荣耀那个喜乐呢他也会告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit takes the things that belong to Jesus.
所以圣灵将所属于耶稣的那一切。
And he makes it yours.
成为我们所可以经历的。
So we're going to spend a few moments in silent prayer now.
所以请大家现在默祷，我们要来预备领受主餐。